reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, my dear sisters and brothers from all around the world. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite program, Back to Reality. This is Asma at your service once more. And in today's studio, we have Sister Zainab and Sister Bita with us. Welcome to the studio, sisters. Assalamu alaikum, both of you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, Sister Bita, let's start with you.
Yeah.
Please introduce yourself briefly.
For sure. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners and dear sisters here with me in the studio. I'm really honored to be here again with Get Back to Reality. I am Bita and I'm studying medicine at one of the universities of Tehran in Iran.
I wish you luck and happy for you to be here with us. You, Sister Zainab, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm Tarfadalin Zainab from the Kashmir. I have done masters in linguistics and right now I am studying Hausa in the seminary of Qom.
Thank you very much and very welcome to today's episode of Back to Reality. Well, I have a grandmother and since, as you know, all the old people, old generations, they have their own box of secrets. She always tells us whenever you intend to do something, do not reveal it for every single person that comes into your existence. So whenever you have a plan, try to keep it for yourself and do it, go for it, and then let it be clear by itself. Do not tell anybody about your secret plans, about the things that you intend to do. And I guess she's pretty much right.
But I think the world is changing at such a fast pace that it has not made us like that. Because, you know, we have platforms today, especially on the social media world, when you are, as if you feel with yourself, I ought to tell people that where I'm heading right now, which trip I'm going to, or like which conference I'm attending or whatever. Wherever you're going, you have to update the public bit by bit, each and everything. Our platforms are made that way, unfortunately, today. But yes, I think not everything should be revealed. You know, we also have concept of evil eye or jealousy or many things around. So that happens. So it's better like not to say. And we have Imam Ali alayhi salam says that if you be quiet, it signifies that you are intellectual.
Yeah, so it's a sign of wisdom.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, when I was a child, I was always excited about things I wanted to do. It was my personality. And I always showed my plans to everyone, like, you are my friends, so I have to tell you that what I'm doing. And my mother always was telling me that you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't tell your goals, whatever you're doing, I don't know, whatever to anyone. And as you mentioned, like, we have the concept of evil in our religion and in Holy Quran too, that you know, it's not always a bad thing.
Yeah.
It can be out of their love.
Exactly.
And you know, they want you so much to do this that you know, the energy will become so strong that will happen, that will be in
something
a way
odd
that,
will
yeah,
happen.
Exactly. Something
even
odd.
Maybe they do not have any evil wishes
exactly.
towards you, but something odd happens in the middle, as if when we had it in these literary
yeah.
texts that said, when you're too happy, don't laugh so loudly.
Exactly.
Because then sadness would hear, and then, because she cannot stay in the corner,
so
she gets in the middle of what
yeah.
you are doing, and then everything is going to go destroyed.
So we have this concept in our literature, in our culture, in our religion specifically, and I believe in that, you know, because it
exactly.
happens a lot in my life, that I told someone my plans, my travel to somewhere, and it didn't
everything
happen.
Everything destroyed.
For an odd reason.
Yeah.
For nothing, you know, it was canceled.
You come to say to yourself, okay, what happened? Everything
exactly.
was ready. So what happened? So I guess we can go for a short break and then we'll be back to pursue the rest of the story.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Back to Reality. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Asma, and Sister Zainab and Sister Bita are here, and I'm honored to be sitting with them. We're talking about the fact that we shouldn't talk about our plans with others. And scientifically, even, it is proved that there is this reward system that when you wish to do something, your brain, merely knowing that you're going to do something, as if it gets the reward, and then all the energy, all the motivations that you have will go drained.
Exactly. Since you said scientifically, I also had science up to my graduation, and also I used to go for all those research and read about them. So scientifically, even if you want to sleep, and you just plan to sleep.
Exactly. Now this one is so tangible.
Your brain already, starts deactivating the, you start feeling like lazy before you go to the bed, because you just planned it. And the brain, it signifies to other parts of body it's time to rest. And then if you like, you have what makes it more faster, sometimes we had these questions regarding the kids who don't go to sleep at time, what should be done? So then the psychologist or reply that, change their pajamas or things like that. They will sleep earlier because brain
the
understands
of sleep.
Yes, because brain understands all those things. So yeah,
it's the habit formation.
Right. So same thing happens with this case as well. But I think again, we should again rely on those traditions about like, why is it good to be silent, or why is it good not to share, or why is it good to be, what signifies wisdom and why. So not everyone thinks like you. That's very important to understand, because when you start sharing things, you think like, okay, my intentions are her intentions or his intentions as
yeah.
well.
You
no,
see
intentions
the world
differ.
According to your own perspective.
Right.
Another reason that I believe that is one of the most important factors that we have to keep these goals to ourselves is when we talk to many people about our goals, about whatever we are doing, they have comments, they have advice, they have their
yeah,
own thought and mindset.
They would demotivate
and
you as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. And little by little, all these things will affect you. And so you have to really be aware of whatever you are listening to and whomever you are talking to about
exactly.
your goals. And it's
because
like,
it's all about
yeah.
impressions and feelings that you
exactly.
will get from other people's feedback.
And energies even.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm going to tell you that I'm going to do this for
yeah.
tomorrow, and then you would tell me something. The other person is going to tell me another thing.
And
all of these
all
impressions
these
put together.
Yeah.
And when I come to the night, and then I say, okay, what's the use of doing that?
Exactly. And you feel like you're distressed, you're under pressure,
yeah.
and all of these feelings together. And that's why I feel like writing is always the best method ever.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
And it's just to yourself, and Allah is just watching that.
Exactly.
So when you do that and you trust Him, then everything is going to be more prosperous than the way you
smooth.
Trust
yeah.
in other people and tell them about the things that you want to do. Well, even in our narrations, we have it that Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam say that, keep some things as secrets from others. One of them is the travel plan that you have. The other one is the properties that you have. Also, we have the religion. You should keep it as a secret from other people in many occasions. So, yes, we have to practice that because it's going to be better for us. But then let's go for a short break and then we'll be back for the rest of today's episode.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Okay, yes, we're talking about keeping our plans as a secret from other people, whether it be your friends, whether it be your close circles or the strangers. Because as we just said, there are some scientific factors, there are some impressionistic factors, and there are some psychological issues that might get in the middle of what you're going to do, and then they would work as impediments to your improvement or the things that you're going to do.
It is becoming more difficult these days to keep everything to yourself because we have social medias, we have personal and private pages that we want to share everything in that.
But everywhere what, do we have to share?
No, not really. And it's becoming an like kind of extra addiction, which it doesn't have any benefit or something, but we do it out of habit.
I still wonder why.
I don't know why.
Why? Exactly. Why do I have to know where you are going?
And we have these bloggers that they show every single part of their life, everything they want to do. I mean, we are living in such an atmosphere, okay? So going against a wave, going against a
the currents,
flow, exactly, is a really difficult task for every human being. But it doesn't change the mere fact and basic value that we have to keep these goals and schedules to ourselves.
And aside from that, I suppose that as human beings, every single one of us has got a school of thought. Maybe those people think that it's a good thing to share everything with others. And I still wonder how they don't get affected by people's comments or things like that. But then, unfortunately, we have to believe that media has got an effect on us.
Yeah,
it has. It has. Like you, I think the main thing that is all this is taking away from you. Or even if you are not sharing it on the social media, you're just sharing with your friends and family and all, it's taking away your focus.
Exactly.
You are not able to channelize your priorities, your energies. You're all just, you know, distributing it. You're just giving it. And you lose your focus that way. You know, you don't know the challenges that I may face in this trip or in the work ahead that I have, you know, that I've shared now with people. These will not be the ones who will be helping me to, you know, sort out those, face those challenges or face those problems that are coming my way. So I think your focus goes away, your energy goes away, you're not that calm now you used to be, and you're not able to collect your thoughts, and ultimately you really don't know, how do I enter this particular situation that I was about to enter? All your focus is in sharing things.
Yeah.
You're not focused on your own particular thing. You're not prepared. You don't have. So that's why sometimes you even forget where I have to enter. How do I have to, you know, get into this particular thing? So focus, I think you lose focus by sharing.
You have to have your own life in a secret way. And you have to have your comfort zone and some people really close to you to share your thoughts and plans with them. In order to feel the need and the gap to share your whole life in social media.
I was once sharing something very strange with someone, and the lady was like, she helped me a lot, I swear, like since then I always think twice while sharing. And she was like, can I help you with this? Like, you know, I realized I'm sharing something unimportant with her.
Exactly.
And she cannot, like, she made a very wise question, can I help you? Okay, thanks. Can I help you now? You know, so I was like,
Is it any of my business?
Yes, is it? Exactly. In other words, she said that. So since then, I often say to myself, if I have to share, is it of her business or not?
Exactly.
So I think this is very important. Like, we have to realize, we have to understand ourselves, whatever we are sharing. Can the other person, does it matter if I share or not?
Yeah, always try to. I guess this is a good one. You can, before sharing anything, you can just ask yourself, is it going to be important to them?
Productive,
does that matter to them? Well, all these people are not living my life. So the things that I'm going to do are precious to me, but they might not be to others. They would do nothing except then draining my energy. And as you said, distracting my attention from whatever that I'm doing and get me unfocused. So I guess be quiet. And that's a good advice from the wise people from the past, to keep things as a secret from the other people, strangers, friends, whoever. There are a very little number of people whom you can trust very much with your secrets, with your important plans. So don't haphazardly pick people out of nowhere and then share your things with them, because then things are not going to go the same way as you planned for them. So yeah. Keep your secrets for yourself and do not share it with other people, especially when you have new plans. You want to do some new stuff, do not share them with other people. Trust me, they might not have the same innocent feelings and ideas as you have. So that was all. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.